Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, and the North Carolina Symphony. Pinecone and the town of Wake Forest present Leroy Savage and the Bottom Feeders, Sunday, October 3rd, 3 to 5 p.m. at East Carroll Joyner Park, 701 Harris Road in Wake Forest. The rain site is Wake Forest Community House, 133 West Owen Avenue in Wake Forest. This event is free and open to the public. Bring your dancing shoes to the park for an afternoon with Leroy Savage and the Bottom Feeders. Famed tenor Leroy Savage brings his traditional country and honky-tonk sound to the great outdoors for a music-filled afternoon. The Bottom Feeders feature Nashville studio stalwart and former contender Tommy Goldsmith on electric guitar and Donnie Evans on pedal steel. Triangle favorites Greeny Marley and Ben Runkle deftly handle the bass and acoustic guitar duties. It's country music the way it used to be, with a few surprises thrown in from the band's deep repertoire. Savage, the father of Newgrass music, earned his nickname, reputation, and inclusion in the documentary film Bluegrass, Country Soul, and High Lonesome for his expressive tenor and his introduction of non-traditional songs into the bluegrass genre. His 1969 recording with the New Deal String Band on London Records' Sire label has become a cult favorite. Contemporary stars, including Jerry Douglas, Sam Bush, and Jack Lawrence, list him as an influence on their musical development. In addition to the New Deal, Savage, with a longtime number of one of North Carolina's best, Savage was a longtime member of one of North Carolina's best-known bluegrass groups, the Bluegrass Experience. From Friday, October 1st through Sunday, Wake Forest will be hosting Wake Forest Unplugged. Get connected, a rare opportunity for Wake Forest area residents to disconnect from cell phones, PDAs, and computers, and reconnect with their community, friends, and family. It's sponsored by the Wake Forest Recreation Advisory Board. Area residents and their families have an opportunity to sign a pledge from promising to unplug. A pledge form promising to unplug from their televisions, personal computers, Blackberries, phones, and video games, and instead engage in healthier, more active pursuits. This pledge form is available on Wake Forest's website. Everyone who returns their pledge form will be included in several prize drawings to be held during the concert intermission. The Leroy Savage concert will be the weekend's culminating activity, so plan to arrive early and bring a picnic lunch. You can also take part in an array of planned games and activities, including sack and relay races, egg toss, cornhole, and hula hoop. You're also invited to bring a kite to fly, take a stroll along any of the park's numerous trails, and come kick off fall in the beautiful East Carroll Joyner Park with some fun the whole family can enjoy. For more information, go to www.pinecone.org. Here's the Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There is no charge beyond regular admission for this service. Friday, September 24th, 8 p.m., Our Town. Immediate, intimate, a rethinking of an American standard, a new aesthetic concept based on the current off-Broadway production by David Cromer. The cast wears contemporary clothing that could have come from their own closets, allowing them to blend with the audience in this intimate production where you feel you are a member of the Grover's Corners community. Narrated by a stage manager, and perform with minimal props and sets, this production is without sentimentality or the false balm of nostalgia, featuring a multicultural cast. The sponsor is the Justice Theater, and the event is being held at St. Francis of Assisi, Clare Hall, 11401 Leesville Road in Raleigh. Visually impaired patrons and their driver are admitted free. Call 919-264-7089 for reservations. Saturday, September 25th, 2 p.m., Little Shop of Horrors. A nerdy flower shop worker gets the girl and his dream, if not quite the way he had planned. Sometimes inspiration can be found in the most unlikely places. The sponsor is a North Carolina feeder, and the event is being held at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Free tickets for users of audio description may be available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. You can also contact www.nctheater.com or call 919-831-6941, extension 6944. But caution, shows are selling out. Reserve your seat well in advance. Sunday, October 3rd, 2 p.m., Firebird, sponsored by the Carolina Ballet. The event is being held at the Fletcher Opera Theater at PEC. Firebird with Walpurg Knoxt. Tickets $25 to $65 can be purchased online by calling 919-719-0900. That's the ballet line, and it's available weekdays 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Set to music by Igor Stravinsky, Firebird is artistic director Robert Weiss's version of the beloved Russian folktale. This program also features Walpurgisnacht, a new ballet from company principal Timur Berdyshkov, whose transcendent vision of Vivaldi's Gloria premiered during the 2005-2006 season. Tuesday, October 5th, 7:30 p.m., As You Like It, sponsored by Playmakers, and the event is being held at the Paul Green Theater in Chapel Hill. The romantic comedy par excellence, Escape with the Bard's sharp-witted, full-blooded heroine Rosalind into the lush forest of Arden for a charming tale of love at first sight, mix-ups, mistaken identities, and comedy high and low. Learn a little about wooing and winning and why all the world's a stage, and be assured that all wrongs will be righted and all couples united before the final curtain. Tickets are $10 to $45 for a single ticket. The box office hours are 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can call 919-962-7529. Here's what's happening at the University of North Carolina. Guest artists, old and new, bold and blue, the art of the harpsichord, Elaine Finero, Beverly Biggs Harpsichord, September 25th, 8 p.m. at the Person Recital Hall. Guest artist, Janet Hilton, clarinet, June Hawkins, piano, October 1st, 8 p.m. at the Hill Hall Auditorium. Music on the Hill, The Band Goes Boom, the UNC Symphony Band and UNC Wind Ensemble, featuring the 1812 Overture and music of Tchaikovsky and Sousa. October 6th, 7:30 p.m. at Memorial Hall. $15 general admission, $10 for UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information on this event and tickets, you can call 919-843-3333. UNC Jazz Band CD Release Concert, October 7th, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. UNC Jazz Combos CD Release Concert, October 8th, 4 p.m., Cannon Rehearsal Hall. For further information, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. Turning now to Duke performances and events. Loudon Wainwright III and Friends, High, Wide, and Handsome, a tribute to North Carolina's Charlie Poole. Friday, September 24th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Admission is $42 to $36, Duke students $5. Born in Spray, North Carolina, Poole was a one-time millhand who cut capers and down booze while fighting his way to recording fame in the Depression-era South. Since the 1960s, Wainwright's lived in Poole's image, a mercurial troubadour with a knowing grin. With a full band behind him, the Chapel Hill native sings old and new songs honoring his double's profane bravado. On record, Wainwright's thumping tributes won a Grammy. Here they conjure the original NC Rambler, a pistol-packing balladeer with a taste for hit-making, women, and whiskey. Loudon Wainwright and Friends. Loudon Wainwright III on guitar, banjo, and vocals. Chaim Tannenbaum, banjo, harmonica, vocals. David Mansfield, violin, mandolin, dobro, and vocals. Rob Moose, violin, mandolin, guitar, and vocals. Tim Lunsell, double bass. Paul Asaro, piano, and Dick Connett, harmonium. Encounters with the music of our time. Saturday, September 25th, 8 to 10 p.m. at East Duke 201, that's the Nelson Music Room. Speaker, presenter, Fang, Man Kasumi, and Bill Seaman. Cost is free. The inner medium is the message. Recent multimedia works by Bill Seaman and Fang Man Kasumi. Encounters with the Music of Our Time presents an artist salon featuring the work of video sound artist Bill Seaman, composer Fang Man, and her collaborator, video artist Kasumi. Includes Fang's Ambush from Ten Sides with guitarist Paul Bowman, MOSO installation by Kasumi and Fang, and works by Seaman. A pre-salon discussion with the artist will be moderated by Professor Scott Lindroth and John Supko. For contact information, you can call Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Triangle Tyco Benefit Concert, Sunday, September 26th at 2 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. It's general seating, and the prices are $15 for adults, $10 for Duke employees and senior citizens 65 or older, $5 for students and youths age 6 to 17. Youths 5 and under are free. Taiko is the Japanese word for drum. It is also an exhilarating style of drumming featuring a combination of artistic skill, dexterity, and physical endurance that appeals to all ages. The sights and sounds of a taiko performance are hard to forget. Don't miss this chance to enjoy a dynamic afternoon with Triangle Taiko, the only traditional Japanese drumming ensemble in North Carolina. Since 2005, members of Triangle Taiko have worked with Special Olympics athletes in North Carolina, giving those with intellectual disabilities the chance to participate in Taiko. These players now perform together several times a year at local events. They have recently been invited to Japan to participate in the 12th Annual Disabled Persons Nippon Taiko Festival, showcasing players with mental and physical challenges from all across Japan. Triangle Taiko's special performance team is the first group from outside of Japan to have been invited to perform in this event. All proceeds from Triangle Taiko's performance will support this very special trip to Japan and will help turn a unique opportunity for musical and cultural exchange into a dream come true. This event is not affiliated with Special Olympics North Carolina. For more information, you can visit www.triangletaiko.org. Concert and Eco Reception, Wednesday, September 29th, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's at SOE Courtyard at the Levine Science Research Center. The concert is free and open to the community. The Giving Tree Band, an indie folk rock group, promotes sustainability and peace through music and is widely considered as the greenest band in the land. The group will also discuss the obstacles encountered in producing their new album with 100% renewable energy and eco-friendly instruments. Q&A session to follow the performance. A picnic-style eco reception featuring sustainable choices in food and beverage will be provided. Please RSVP to nicholas@duke.edu/del/. The Coca-Cola Seminar Series is made possible by a generous gift from the Coca-Cola Foundation. For more information, you can contact Lisa Strebler at 919-613-8715. Chiampi Quartet First Course Concert, Thursday, September 30th at 6 p.m., Kirby Horton Hall, Duke Gardens. Tickets are $5, but for Friends of Chiapi, they're $3. Duke students, free admission. The program, Shostakovich String Quartet No. 14 in F-sharp major, Opus 142. Webern, Six Bagatelles for String Quartet, Opus 9. Duke Department of Music, Duke Jazz Ensemble, celebrating the music of Frank Foster, John Brown, director. Friday, October 1st at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. General admission, ticket prices are $10 to the general public, $5 for Duke students, non-Duke students, and senior citizens 65 and older. However, there are a limit of 2 tickets per valid ID for Duke students and non-Duke students. Grammy Award-winning composer and saxophonist Frank Foster was a member of the Count Basie Orchestra, leading the group from 1986 to 1995. In 2002, Foster was presented with a Jazz Master Award from the National Endowment for the Arts. He has selected the Jazz Archive at Duke University Libraries to be the recipient of his compositions, arrangements, and personal papers. This concert will feature new arrangements of his compositions by North Carolina musicians. To celebrate this special event, the Duke Jazz Ensemble will be joined by distinguished alumni of the Duke Jazz Program, as well as past guest artists who have performed with the group. For information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Chiapi Quartet Concert No. 1. Mozart, Shostakovich, Webern, Smetana. Saturday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. Nelson Music Room. $20 admission, $5 for Duke students. For general admission, the doors open a half hour before showtime. Founded in 1965, the Chiapi has been Duke's resident chamber ensemble for more than 4 decades, turning out bracing performances of new and classical programs with genuine warmth and effortless coordination, says the New York Times. The program is Mozart, String Quartet No. 20 in D major, K-499, Hofmeister. Shostakovich, String Quartet No. 14 in F-sharp major, Opus 142. Webern, Six Bagatelles for String Quartet, Opus 9, and Smetana, String Quartet No. 2 in D minor. Till Fellner. Sunday, October 3rd, 7 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Admission is $34, $5 for Duke students. Again, general admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. A refined intellectual musician, says the New York Times, the Viennese Fellner began as one of Alfred Brendel's most accomplished students and is now among the foremost keyboard virtuosi of the day, says the Observer UK. Over the past 3 years, he has undertaken to perform all of Beethoven's 32 piano sonatas in order across the world in London, Paris, and Carnegie Hall. At Duke, the fiercely precise pianist ends his journey embracing Beethoven's final 3 sonatas, perhaps the most breathtaking examples of the form in existence. The program is Beethoven Piano Sonatas 109, 110, and 111. Spellbinding, says the Washington Post. Fellner executes runs of stroboscopic evenness and clarity. The weight dissolves and his architecture dances, according to Alex Ross in The New Yorker. Dirty Projections, Dirty Projectors, Tuesday, October 5th, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium. Tickets are $15, $22, and $26. Duke students, $5. Dave Longstreth's genre-melting indie rock ensemble bears the torch for a new kind of all-devouring eclecticism. from sunny 60s harmony rock and deconstructed Afropop to murder, ballets, electronica, and chamber music, the Brooklyn group consumes a world of influences and spits them out again, gleaming. The result is a brave new kind of experimental pop driven by keening harmonies and a clear-eyed ambition to remake music as we know it. Dave Byrne, another innovator, remarks, "This is a quantum leap forward and sideways at the same time." Duke Symphony Orchestra concert with pianist Cecilia Yuda, Wednesday, October 6th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. Is That Schumann with One N or Two? Program, Robert Schumann, Overture to Manfred, Opus 115, and Piano Concerto in A Minor, Opus 54. William Schumann, New England Triptych. Ives, Variations on America for Organ, orchestrated by William Schumann. The Duke Symphony Orchestra is directed by Harry Davidson. For information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Duke Wind Symphony with violinist Eric Pritchard, Thursday, October 7th, 8 to 9:30 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium, and admission is free. Around the World featuring John Williams, Schindler's List, Sousa, Washington Post, Reed, Armenian Dancers, Arnold, Four Scottish Dances, Dvorak, Slavonic Dances, Ives, Variations on America. The Duke Wind Symphony is directed by Verena Mosen-Bickler, Bryant. Guest violinist Eric Pritchard is a professor of the practice of music at Duke University and a member of Chiampi Quartet. Again, for information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Style Antico, The Song of Songs, Thursday, October 7th at 8 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. Admission is $30, Duke students $5, and again, general admission. Doors open a half hour before showtime. Working without a conductor, the 12 Grammy-nominated singers of Style Antico arrange their voices in delicate, watchful harmonies, setting new standards for Renaissance polyphonic singing, according to The Independent UK. Amidst the Gothic stonework of Duke Chapel, the young British stars' staggeringly beautiful voices, according to the Sunday Times, breathe life into 16th century arrangement of the 18 Song of Songs, the biblical love poem that, in the Renaissance, inspired devotional music as bracing and passionate as any the world has ever seen. An ensemble of breathtaking freshness, vitality, and balance, says the New York Times. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. It's time for the North Carolina Symphony. North Carolina Symphony opens Raleigh concert season with an ambitious lineup, September 24th and the 25th. Perlman, Schmidt, Bailey Trio performs Beethoven's Triple Concerto. The North Carolina Symphony is back in Mimondi Concert Hall with an ambitious season-opening lineup. The orchestra, led by music director Grant Llewellyn, pairs Schubert's renowned Unfinished Symphony with a movement from Mahler's Tenth before a world-class trio of guest artists joins the symphony to present Beethoven's extraordinary Triple Concerto. The orchestra opens its new season at Mimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts Friday and Saturday, September 24th and 25th. Both performances begin at 8 p.m. The trio, made up of pianist Nava Perlman, violinist Giora Schmidt, and cellist Zweil Bailey, has earned widespread acclaim for energetic chamber performances in venues including Lincoln Center, the Kennedy Center, and the Ravinia Festival, and with the Symphonies of Chicago, Toronto, Phoenix, Louisville, and the National Orchestra of Cuba. with sparkling chemistry, the performers have become first-rank interpreters of Beethoven's mesmerizing Triple Concerto, a one-of-a-kind and rarely performed work within the classical music repertoire. Also included in the lineup is the probing, deeply moving Unfinished Symphony by Franz Schubert, a young contemporary of Beethoven. Begun in 1822 as what he called his Grand Symphony, the piece is unquestionably among the finest works in a celebrated and extensive career. But he mysteriously set it aside and never returned to it before his death at the age of 31. Llewellyn marries it with the only movement Gustav Mahler completed as part of his 10th symphony, a performance that will be mirrored by the symphony's final concert of the season, a complete performance of Mahler's 9th. The first movement of the 10th comes from the same tormented emotional world that Mahler completes and fully explores in the 9th, says Llewellyn. I feel it's important to give some complete structure to a season. I always try to put together a season assuming that every audience member is going to come to every concert, and if they do that, I think that they've got a fantastical musical journey over the course of a year. On September 24th and 25th, in celebration of the launch of the 2010-2011 season, the symphony invites audience members to enjoy an evening of classical cocktails at downtown Raleigh restaurants, The Mint, La Volta, and Duck and Dumpling. Audience members who present their symphony tickets or ticket stubs will receive 10% off a meal, and that can include a special symphony-inspired cocktail. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Raleigh performances of Beethoven's Triple Concerto on Friday and Saturday, September 24th and 25th, range from $30 to $60. Mamendi Concert Hall is located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2 East South Street in Raleigh. Elegant and Elemental, 2010-2011 Duke Medicine Classical Series in Raleigh. October 8th, that's Friday at 8 p.m., Saturday, October 9th at 8 p.m., Mamendi Concert Hall in Raleigh. Jean-Philippe Collard, piano. Contemporaries in life, complementary in style, rarely grouped together. Explore the fascinating emotional interplay between two of the 20th century's premier musical minds, Sibelius and Rachmaninoff, with three unqualified masterworks led by music director Grant Llewellyn. The tickets are $30 to $60. The performance includes Sibelius's Tapiola, Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 1, and Sibelius's Symphony No. 5. For tickets and more information, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750. Audition announcement from the North Carolina Symphony. The North Carolina Symphony holds auditions for 2nd Young All-Stars Orchestra. Two high school chamber orchestras are being formed in partnership with Triangle Philharmonic Association. The North Carolina Symphony is now taking applications to audition for the 2010-2011 Young All-Stars Orchestra. The exclusive chamber orchestra for advanced high school musicians are led by music director Grant Llewellyn in partnership with the Triangle's Philharmonic Association. Accepted students will participate in a week of intensive rehearsals with Maestro Llewellyn and intimate sectional rehearsals with North Carolina Symphony musicians before a final public performance. Two orchestras will be formed, the first offering a winter performance, and the spring orchestra will perform in May. North Carolina high school students between the ages of 14 and 19 are invited to participate in the auditions at Mamendi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Auditions for the Winter Orchestra will be held on Saturday, October 9th. Auditions for the Spring Orchestra will be held on Tuesday, February 8th and Saturday, February 12th, 2011. If accepted, a participation fee of $50 is required for each orchestra. Scholarships may be available. The audition application, full schedule, and a detailed description of requirements can be found at www.ncsymphony.org/education. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.